Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Mail. Of course, you can read Brent Reed in The Australian, read in The Telegraph occasionally, and of course, listen to him right here, right now. G'day, Reedy. You're there, Brent.
This is my kind of show.
Yeah. Well done.
No, he's annoyed because you didn't mention them all. He's on Channel 9 on a Sunday.
Yeah,
he does a bit of Fox Sports.
Yeah. Don't forget Fox.
And which falls into KO as well, because I see him pop up on KO every now and again.
He is absolutely everywhere.
That's all the time we've got, Reedy.
All right, what's going on? The Bulldogs, we've heard all these rumours about coaching. What's the situation there?
It's a really interesting week, isn't it, if you're a Bulldogs fan? Well, yep. I suppose most weeks are for Bulldogs fans. And I reckon people don't really appreciate what's going on, because the club's obviously come out and said, we haven't spoken to Craig Bellamy, we're not chasing Craig Bellamy. But you've got to understand that club to know what goes on behind the scenes. And, you know, they've got people behind the scenes who aren't on the boards, they aren't on the Leeds club board, they aren't on the football club board. But they're what you call the old-fashioned power brokers. They hold pockets of votes at least, you know, that decide who sits on these boards.
Like branch stacking.
Well, basically, and they go out and do they do their own thing. You know, and I spoke to one of them yesterday, whose idea is that the club he wants the club to go and get Wayne Bennett to work with a former player. He told me the former player. I'm not going to mention him because he's got another job, and I think that'd be a bit disrespectful to him. But he's pitched it to the footy board. He pitched it to the board that, well, not a member of the board yesterday, even with a list of potential recruits, Ben Hunt, Curtis Rona, players like this. So, and these are guys, if you're Andrew Hill, it puts you in a really difficult position. But if you're a member of the board, you've got to listen to them, because ultimately they could hold sway on whether you stay on the board or you get voted out. So that's where this is all coming from. That's why, you know, the club can say, and Andrew Hill can say, I've never spoken to Craig Bellamy. He hasn't. And no one on the board has.
Reedy, do they wear dark clothes and move in the shadows and that? And how did you track? Did you turn him? Did you get him over the border safely or whatever? What do you do?
No, I don't think. I think it's an open secret who some of these guys are. I don't think it's hard. But, you know, it was the same with Latrell Mitchell last year. If you remember the Latrell Mitchell situation, it wasn't the footy club order. People in the footy club who were talking to Latrell. It was people behind the scenes, people who were involved in the Leeds club who were talking to Latrell. And you know, you can't ignore it, because they're influential people at the Bulldogs.
Yeah, but Reedy, if that is the smoking man who's doing all this discussion about Craig Bellamy, what about the other end of the deal, where Craig Bellamy himself, who says he has no agent, and if anyone's going to be talked to him, it would be about him, it would be to him, and he says nothing's happened?
Well, I'm not necessarily talking about the Craig Bellamy. Well, I am talking about the Craig Bellamy side of things, but he said no one from Canterbury's spoken to me. Now, these guys aren't technically from Canterbury. They're not.
Ooh, are you calling him a liar?
No, I'm saying it's semantics.
Yeah,
it's semantics. One of the great things in rugby league coaching and rugby league itself, semantics. We can all hide behind it.
Yep.
I've got no doubt there's a little element of truth to it. Maybe they haven't approached him yet. Maybe they've just said that their idea is they're going to. What I'm saying is the footy club board's okay to say, and people in the footy club and Andrew Hill are okay to say they haven't approach Craig or not interested in Craig, because they probably aren't. But there are people at the Bulldogs who hold pockets of power who are there's no doubt they're interested in Craig Bellamy. The other name that was getting floated around late this week was Brad Arthur, that there's an interest from sections of the club in Brad Arthur. Now, it may come to nothing. The Craig Bellamy one will come to nothing, because ultimately Melbourne won't let him go, and the Bulldogs probably won't show that level of disrespect to Melbourne to make a move on it. But there's no doubt that these people who are behind the scenes will make moves and talk to coaches and try and convince the club that's the way to go.
Can you next time you meet one of these people, can you wear one of those secret pens that take photos, and can you actually get can you get footage of this?
I'll do it in a dark coat in a garage.
And call us on your shoe phone.
Get them to speak into your lapel.
Reedy, when you say something's off the record, do you secretly have your recorder going?
Now we're more juvenile.
Have you ever done that?
That's disgraceful.
Even once?
Disgraceful allegation. What are you suggesting? Have you got evidence I have or something?
Reedy, what about the cavalry for the Bulldogs? Luke Thompson, he's in Melbourne. What's happening?
Yeah, really interesting. He's obviously down there in quarantine. I just got the Dogs were saying this week that basically he's only allowed to leave his room for 15 minutes a day. He's got a security guard on the door. And the Bulldogs have sent him down a laptop so he can hook up to Netflix and Amazon Prime and the like, so to keep himself interested. But, you know, it's interesting the lengths he's had to go to pass quarantine. He'll be out of there Monday week, and he'll be up in Sydney, and the Bulldogs will have a pretty handy player to select.
Where's James Graham's situation at the moment?
Well, I reckon James will probably get a release next week, Sterling. I was on the hookup with Paul McGregor yesterday, and Paul said, look, it came a bit from left field, but he can understand where Mary's coming from. But, you know, I think given, you know, James Graham's status in our club, I'd be surprised if James doesn't get a release at some point next week and he's back to St Helens. Look, they're looking around the NRL for possible alternatives at the moment, the Dragons, to try and replace him. I don't think they've had a lot of quality thrown at them yet, which probably doesn't surprise in the current climate. But, you know, they'll keep looking. But I think regardless, James Graham would be allowed to leave just because I think the club acknowledges he's been pretty good for them and they've been pretty good for him. And if he desperately wants to go home and finish his career in front of his family, I don't think they'll stand in his way.
What about Jason Saab? Are they standing in his way from leaving the Dragons?
Well, he's made a second request for release, Jason Saab. He made it again this week. There's a meeting next week that will probably decide what happens with him. The club's working with him to try and resolve the issues, but the sense I get is that it won't be resolved. He's steadfast in his desire to get a release from the club. And the way it's heading, you know, we've seen what's happened in the situations like the Ryan Madison one. When a footballer's dead set on getting a release, it's pretty hard to stop them ultimately. So I'd be surprised if they don't work something out next week. You know, maybe they get some compensation from whatever club he goes to, but I'd be stunned if he's still a Dragon at the end of next week.
Rudy's actually in a meeting with those people behind the scenes right now, and you know how they get away. They're kids.
That's right.
There's some 10 and 12-year-olds that are pulling the strings.
I'm on the 16th at Royal Balgala. I'm having one of the rounds of my life.
Are you?
Yeah. Well, not really, no. I'm playing to my handicap, which is a rarity.
That's all right. You'll crash.
All right. Just very quickly, Leeds winger Harry Newman, what's the story there?
Yeah, look, there's a lot of talk about English football at the moment with the Luke Thompson situation. Harry Newman's the next one. I spoke to Shane Richardson about him about a year ago, and Richo said that South were pretty keen on him, but as I understand it, there's now about six or seven clubs who are keen on Harry Newman. He's a young kid. He's only about 20. He's come to the Leeds system. Dave Ferner knows him really well from when he coached over there. I spoke to Dave about him on Thursday night, and Dave's got big raps on him. And I think you'll find he'll be the next player to come out. And there's six, as I said, six or seven clubs chasing the kid. So he's one to watch in coming months and weeks.
He'll fit in. When he comes over here, we drop the H and he'll be Harry Newman.
Harry.
Exactly. Reedy, as ever, thanks so much. Catch up again next week.